It's Monday, March 16th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A COVID-19 roundup with items you can use, Apple gets big fines in France, and CompTIA's Trends in Managed Services report. This is the Business of Tech. And here's today's COVID-19 items. Apple has closed all of its stores outside of China and told employees to work from home. Airbnb is allowing anyone to cancel reservations. Wireless carriers have announced the Keep Americans Connected pledge, which for the next 60 days will waive late fees and pledge to not terminate service, as well as open Wi-Fi hotspots to anyone who needs them. NBA teams have taken their sports online and are playing esports, and runners and cyclists are competing in simulators. VCs are actively discussing the deals are happening, implemented remotely and distributed, with several VCs discussing these activities online. Data from Italy is showing 30% increase in internet usage, but no deterioration of service, a leading indicator that work from home and quarantine situations will not bring the internet down. European distributor Also has announced it will assist partners and resellers who are facing financial strain due to the outbreak. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department suffered a cyber attack Sunday night, March 15th, which was designed to convince Americans that a national quarantine would be announced. The National Security Council says no such shutdown is planned, per Bloomberg. Uber has extended sick pay for drivers during the pandemic. IT Owners Compass is now running a daily discussion call for tech services companies to exchange information and collaborate. Managed Services Platform is offering a self-assessment tool for remote work readiness. Bigger Brains is making Teams training free, available on YouTube, which can be used for those learning remote working. Microsoft has launched a new interactive Bing map to provide information about the spread of the virus. In fun news, Disney released Frozen 2 and Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker digitally early. This last story needs a longer explanation. On Friday, President Trump announced a project by Google to work on website to help determine if and where people should get tested. They were not, at the time of the announcement, working on that project, but a smaller and more focused one was being worked on in a Google subsidiary. They spent the weekend scrambling to catch up to the announcement. Why do we care? One of the things I'm going to be concentrating on with these summaries is an eye to being ideas you can repurpose. It's certainly frivolous, but Disney moved their movie releases early because it's nice to have a movie to watch when you're quarantined. They could do it, and there was no reason not to. I was on the IT Owners Compass call today, and I observed that if everyone thinks about doing things for their customers, then the chain just works along the way. Vendors help solution providers, providers help customers, customers help their customers and consumers, consumers try and help the people they do business with, and so on. That doesn't mean everything is as normal, but if the spirit goes down the line, things generally work. It also allows us to re-examine assumptions. Those data caps, they weren't really needed. There's an opportunity here to make good changes that make things better, and if we're all doing that, the system keeps moving. Not the same, but it does keep moving. Apple has been fined 1.1 billion euros for illegally restricting how wholesalers sell Apple products. The French Competition Authority has also fined Tech Data and Ingram Micro, and French authorities say Apple is guilty of agreeing with the two wholesalers to not compete with each other, stopping premium resellers from being able to lower their prices, and unfairly treating premium resellers, in some cases limiting their supply compared with its own stores. Apple intends to appeal the ruling. So why do we care? Antitrust and regulation is coming for technology. We've seen it across the board. From small providers being examined for security practices like we discussed last Monday in Louisiana, to the biggest companies in the world, the eye of government is here. Ignoring it won't make it go away. My call is for more joint collaborations with lawmakers to make this the best it can be. CompTIA's Trends in Managed Services report is out, and the report includes a number of details. The majority of providers are taking on IoT as part of their portfolio, as 53%. This contrasts data from Omdia, which shows enterprise adoption at just 29%. Just over half, 52%, indicate that skills in cybersecurity will be their first action over the next 2 years. The report is available from CompTIA.org. So why do we care? There's no surprises here. Security is a pretty obvious investment, and IoT is a discussion point we've had numerous times. What I'm not getting from this data is the outside changes I'm anticipating in the space. Like regulation discussed in the previous story, this data is all accurate, but I'm not sure it's the entire picture of upcoming trends. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the content, you can support the show on Patreon. Anyone who signs up during our launch offer will get a video question answered privately as a thanks for supporting the show. And you can follow us there on patreon.com/MSP Radio. That gets additional insights into the show, upcoming Q&A sessions, and you support the production of The Business of Tech. I'm looking for those stories of good things that are happening out there in regards to reactions to the COVID-19 crisis, so send those in at dave@MSPradio.com, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.